Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Here is the list of states: Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Iowa, including also the District of Columbia. They all allow same-sex marriage. The proponents of same-sex marriage in New York would like to see their state added to that list, perhaps today, perhaps soon. Joining us to talk about the battle over same-sex marriage in New York State, Maggie Gallagher, chairman of the board of the National Organization for Marriage. Maggie, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Where does the fight for and against same-sex marriage in New York State stand right now?
Well, we're all paused, waiting to see what's happening behind closed doors. The Republican Party controls the Senate. They have now conferenced it. I mean, just the Republicans meeting together to decide what to do about gay marriage. I believe this is the seventh day that they have conferenced about it privately without coming to any conclusion about what to do. And there's lots of rumors flying. I think they clearly understand that if they pass gay marriage, even if it's only a few Republicans who vote yes, that their party is going to be seen as having passed gay marriage in New York. The Republican-controlled Senate will have done this. And there appears to be a difficult debate for them between either adding some religious liberty protections or what we've asked them, what Michael Long, the head of the Conservative Party, has asked them, is to just kill the bill. Don't bring it up for a vote. And instead vote to refer the matter to the people of New York in an open referendum. And we're seeing signs that they're, I think they're torn between one of those two courses and are going to figure out what to do.
Politically, Maggie, where has the push for same-sex marriage in New York originated?
Oh, it's totally top-down leadership decision coming from the Democratic Party. You know, Andrew Cuomo's the governor. He wants to be president, I believe, and he wants to deliver same-sex marriage to the Democrats' base. The number of voters in New York who care about this issue really is quite small. The polls are all over the map. We just released a poll showing that 57% of the New Yorkers reject same-sex marriage. There are other polls with other wordings that have the complete opposite result. But no poll suggests that the majority of New Yorkers consider this one of their top priorities. It's media-driven, and it's being driven by the donors to the Democratic Party from the pro-gay marriage base. And that's one of the things that appears so insane from the outside. It's one thing to sell out your principles to get yourself elected, but to sell out your principles to get the other guy elected, that it would be very strange behavior on the part of the Republican Senate. So we'll see.
Now, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is, in fact, a Roman Catholic, and he is in favor, as you just said, of same-sex marriage in his state. Has anybody called him out on this contradiction?
Listen, Andrew Cuomo, both Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bloomberg, the two top straight guys pushing for gay marriage in New York, neither one of them is that interested in marrying the person they love. I don't, you know, it's a free country. They're entitled to do what they want. But Andrew Cuomo's girlfriend is giving interviews with reporters about how she lives in the governor's mansion and they're not married and how wonderful all that is. So I don't know. I wouldn't question his religious convictions, but he's certainly not living the teachings of the church right now by all appearances.
In Massachusetts and the District of Columbia, there are no provisions for religious exemption when it comes to same-sex marriage. How likely do you think it is that there will be same-sex marriage with Republican-added exemptions for religious organizations?
Well, we're certainly fighting hard against that idea because none of the exemptions proposed would protect parents or give them the right to prevent their public schools from teaching that gay marriage is a civil right and traditional views of marriage are bigotry and discriminatory and outdated. So one thing I will tell you, it appears clear that some kind of conscience protection will be added, whether it's a fig leaf or substantive. We don't know because no language is being offered publicly at this point. But I think still the better course, and I don't know, I don't want to say the more likely course. No one knows. I will tell you, though, we were told a week ago, Wednesday, that the Republicans would conference, and then there would be a vote on the gay marriage bill, and it would probably pass with a religious liberty protection. And that was 8 days ago. So I think there's obviously a struggle going on right now in the heart of the New York Republican Party about how to deal with this issue.
What would the passage of same-sex marriage in New York State mean? What would the most obvious repercussions be?
Well, I know you don't mean political, but I think it's going to be the destruction of the Republican Party. If it, there's no really point electing a party that really passes the other party's main priorities and ignores what its base wants. But, you know, in addition, I mean, here's the first problem. Marriage will be redefined for everyone. This is a government takeover of an institution that the government didn't really create, and it's going to be directed to a new purpose, which is demonstrating that anyone who disagrees with the idea that gay and straight unions are the same is like a bigot who is opposed to interracial marriage. You know, the Christian adoption agencies, particularly Catholic adoption agencies, appear to be at the front line to be shut down or at least shut out of an equal playing field to help the government help poor children find homes. There's concerns about religious caterers, religious venues for weddings that are not churches, but things like Knights of Columbus halls, and there are various groups that have wedding venues that they don't want. It violates the religious teachings to use them for a same-sex union. There's a great deal of concern about professionals, right? What's going to happen to marriage counselors, many of whom are Christian and are drawn to that profession, who do not want to counsel gay people and have them maintain their relationships? Are they going to be shut down as discriminatory bigots? And fundamentally, it's going to be very hard to teach children the ideal for a child as a mother and father if that ideal has been redefined by our government as an expression of bigoted speech.
Maggie, when referenda on the issue have been permitted, what have people said through their votes about same-sex marriage?
Well, 31 out of 31 states, you know, not only down in, Missouri and Alabama and Georgia, but in blue states like California and Maine and Michigan and Wisconsin, every time the American people have had the chance to weigh in directly, they said, you know, marriage is different. Marriage is the union of husband and wife for a reason, and we want to keep it that way. And I'm confident that that will happen in New York, too. The gay marriage advocates are claiming they have the support of a majority, but if they're unwilling to trust the people and refer it to a vote, that claim rings kind of hollow. They don't really believe it. I know I don't.
Is there anything that we can do here and now to prevent same-sex marriage in New York State?
Well, you can go to nationformarriage.org, and you can express your views to the senators there and sign up for our weekly newsletter, because this is a nationwide battle, and we need to come together and stand in love, people of different races, creeds, and colors, for an idea as basic to make a marriage, you need a husband and wife, and that's what we're doing at the National Organization for Marriage.
Today, yeah. It's New York. Maggie, as far as you can see the landscape, where is the next place this battle is going to be fought legislatively?
Well, it's going to go to the people of Minnesota in 2012, so we'll have a chance to pass a marriage amendment. There'll be a fight in North Carolina about passing a marriage amendment, and then there's an active effort to get New Hampshire to reverse its same-sex marriage law. And I do think that the legislature will vote to reverse it this year or early next year. So we've got a lot of live battles as well as the ones that pop up. We're seeing an increasing number of people are coming to us because they've been fired for expressing the view that to make a marriage, you need one man and one woman. And so we'll also be investigating proactive legislation and other strategies to, you know, because whatever you think about gay marriage, people shouldn't be losing their jobs because if they're saying, especially even outside the work context, if they're blogging or just saying or writing or publishing things that express their views, that's not tolerance and it's not right. So we're fighting on all these fronts and look forward to anyone who wants to help us win these battles.
Folks, check out the website for the National Organization for Marriage. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Listen on Demand, and look for the National Organization for Marriage. Maggie Gallagher is chairman of the board for the National Organization for Marriage. Maggie, thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Dr. Frank Beckwith of Baylor University about the Christian citizen. There's no doubt about it. This is not just a culture war. It's a political war as well. It's also a war about how we think of ourselves as a people. And I'm not just speaking about as a country, a nation of laws. How we think of ourselves as a people, even more fundamentally than that, socially, if you will. The family is a foundation that cannot be moved or changed without changing countless other institutions in our society, that we pause and consider, not just ask our politicians to pause and consider, but that we as citizens pause and consider the consequences of our action, how deeply woven into the fabric of our society, socially, politically, morally, spiritually even, marriage of one man and one woman is. We begin to pull on the threads that make up that weave, and we may discover the fabric itself, the entire piece of cloth, is unable to hold together any longer. The consequences can be great. And this is something that all of us, citizens and lawmakers and judges and everyone who has a power and a voice in this, and all of us do, need to carefully consider before we start tugging on those threads. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.